The invocation will be done by Mike Flowers and the flag salute by Jessica Shoemaker.
Y'all stand, please.
Yeah.
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we come praising, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for just allowing us to come together on this evening. Lord God, I would ask you to continue to have your way in each and every one of our lives. Lord God, Lord, somebody in their body might not be feeling good today, Lord. I ask you to just touch right now and heal right now. Somebody may be going through something, Lord. Don't know which way to go, Lord. Let them know, Lord God, if you be for them, who can be against them? And Lord, let them know that no weapon that's formed against them shall ever prosper. Lord God, we just praise you and thank you for this district. We praise and thank you for this board, Lord God. Let us continue to give us wisdom, knowledge, and direction in which we should live and which we should go. Lord God, bless this district as a whole. Lord God, bless the superintendent and staff and the principals. And Lord God, we ask you to bless this community as a whole. And last but not least, Lord God, we pray for our students in this district. Lord God, guide them and protect them, Lord God. Lead them down that path of righteousness. Lord God, we praise you and we thank you. And we ask you, Lord, let your wisdom and knowledge follow us all the days of our lives. These are blessings we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please. Here.
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 A public hearing is hereby declared open at 7:12. I'll do the public hearing and then I'll do the closed session. Hearing input on the education protection account. Is there anybody who would like to speak to this at this time? Hearing none, I will close the meeting at 7:13. Reports of action taken in closed session. The West Covina Unified School District, in accordance with Education Code 48918J, the board will take final action in action in open session. With regard to the recommendation to expel student 191400 for violation of Education Section 48900A1. It was moved by Jessica Shoemaker and seconded by Mike Flowers, and the vote was unanimous to expel this individual. Presentations. The Starwood Retail Plaza, West Covina. Mr. Henman, Dr. Henman.
Thank you, President Polis. At this time, I'd like to recognize our Assistant Superintendent, Denise Knutson, for this presentation.
Madam President, members of the board, Dr. Himmen, and wow, what a full number of guests for this evening. Thank you for being here. I'd like to ask two wonderful people to come forward, Lisa Avakian and Allison Mack, and they're here tonight from the Starwood Retail Plaza of West Covina. So if you could give them a big round of applause. There's some really wonderful things I want to share about these two wonderful ladies. They have worked very closely to support our community and our students here in West Covina with the Shoes and Socks program every year at the Plaza Mall, West Covina Plaza Mall. In addition to our Rotary Club, we have students that are bused over every year and they receive a pair of shoes, a new pair of shoes, a new pair of socks, a backpack. So many wonderful things, and we just can't thank you too enough for making it happen. We know it's a large amount of students that you serve, and this has been going on for 3 years, and I just wanted to give them a big round of applause and say thank you.
Thank you so much.
And Mr. Flowers, would you please come forward on behalf of the Rotary Club? We would love to have you in the picture.
And before I come forward, I'd like to speak on behalf of my friends. Not only do they give thousands of dollars to our shoes and socks, also to Red Ribbon Rally. And they also did the can drive for the school. So each school, we got if they gave one can to 1,000 cans, they got money donated to their schools. And they also give tens of thousands of dollars to every community service group in our district. So, you know, I love you guys. You know, they are my Rotary members of my club. So these are my friends. But thank you for all you do, for not only for this district, but for the community as a whole.
I wanted to tell you that I had the opportunity to see the children getting off the school bus with their bags and the toy, and they were so excited. And then after winter break, when they came, they had to show me their new shoes. So it means so much. And then to hear about the food, so not only are you helping us clothe the children in our district, but feeding them. What else could we ask for? Thank you so much.
President Polis, as you're taking a seat, as I look out into the crowd and all these wonderful people here, I'm kind of remember a line from a famous film, Field of Dreams: if you build it, they will come. And I really think that's a sample of what you're doing in this school district with programs starting with the dual immersion program. So again, I'd like to turn it over to Assistant Superintendent Denise Knudsen.
Thank you, Dr. Hinman. Let's just be honest. The real reason we're all here is to see this next group, right? So I'd like to introduce Janet Rivera. She is our TOSA that oversees our EL programs and our dual immersion program, and she's here to introduce our very special guest this evening. Let's give them a big round of applause.
Good evening. A year ago today, around this time, the board was voting on actually starting a new program, our dual immersion language program, and I'm so excited that you did have the opportunity, and here our parents had the opportunity to have their kids come into the program. And obviously that wouldn't be possible if we didn't have our wonderful teachers, and they work together. We have our program at two different schools, Monta Vista and Orangewood. We have Ms. Carla Jimenez, Mrs. Leticia Saucedo, Mrs. Marta Martinez, and Mrs. Fiorella Areola. And of course, as you can see, the parent support that we have for the program. Parents, thank you so much. Tonight they're going to be performing Naranjas Dulce, Limón Partido, and a poem, A la Escuela.
We're going to make an administrative decision. Okay. And we're going to ask the children to be really patient with us, and we're going to put you right out here in front of your moms and dads. So, let's move this chair.
Awesome job.
That's what we're talking about. We're going to try to orchestrate a picture. If I could have the board stand behind the kids, that would be great. We'd love to have this on our website so everybody can see. So we can have the teachers, the principals, and we'll put the board in the back. Get a couple quick shots here.
That's bad.
Love your dress.
Very well.
Gracias, huh? Oh, que suave.
Thank you. Just one moment. The mayor of West Covina, James Toma, is here. Would he join us up here?
Very good. Awesome.
Actually sign up for this wonderful program, and they'll be fluent in two languages by the time they're out of elementary school, and then when they go to our middle school, they can take Mandarin. So there's so many opportunities, but thank you so much for sharing your children with us. We appreciate it. Thank you. We will be taking a 5-minute break, so we will re-adjourn our meeting at 7:30.